Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, listen. I'm going to break some news on Liz Cheney. But I got to get all the clips ready. I got to get it prepared. It's really a big story, and I'm not going to do it half-assed here. So we're not going to do it right now with Ali Alexander, but we'll do it at some later date, maybe. But that would take consciousness, so it may not happen. Ali, where do you see this big picture going, and what do you think we can do to counter it right now while we're still not under full martial law and the true internet kill switch they're getting ready to put in place?
We have to safeguard ourselves. So this is almost like we have to build those levees. You know, we have to take care of ourselves before we can be in a position to give charity to our neighbors. So fortify yourselves. And I mean that in the mind, body, and the spirit. You want to be drinking water. You want to be reading. And you also want to have, you know, food supplies and all kinds of other things that make sure that you can survive a dark winter, you know, whether it's weeks at a time or a couple months at a time. You know, I'm not saying you got to build a bunker. I'm just saying that you want to be prepared for you and yours, and you want to be in a position to give charity to others because they want to crash, folks. You can see it. There's a bubble in the market. This was one of the criticisms I had of the Trump administration. He would make the stock market and the economy synonymous with each other. And, you know, that was fine, except for he was allowing the global elites to control the frame of his argument and his reelection. So what happened in 2020 when they did the COVID thing? They said, well, the Americans know that Trump is like Ronald Reagan and is speaking of light to the economy, but can he handle a pandemic economy? And that's what they did. And so I think the second thing that we have to be prepared for is that crash. And when that crash comes, you have to decide, like, well, if I need to exit my home, what's my exit route? If I need to take care of the vulnerable in my neighborhood, who are the people that need the most help? You know, identify threats. Who might be Antifa aligned or who might be deep state aligned so that I can be on the watch out, you know, for them in a self-defense posture. And so I think that we need to be very prepared that 2020 was unprecedented. 2021 was even more unprecedented. Folks, 2022 is going to be the roller coaster from hell, but we don't have to let that be the destination. But we might have to walk through hell in order to come back to earth or go to heaven, and we just have to be prepared for that. They do not want free and fair elections. That's what Stop the Steal was all about. And also, my lawyers will kill me if I don't plug my GiveSin Go link. Alex, so many of your viewers reached out to me on Telegram. And they were like, you need to ask for help, Ali. So I set up givesingo.com/AliAlexander. And if people want to help me out, they can help me out. I know that they can help you out by going to the InfoWars store. But our lawsuits, we are either going to win and we'll know that we have a couple months left, or Alex, our lawsuits are going to get dismissed and there's no Fourth Amendment. So I think the Alex Jones, Ali Alexander lawsuits that seek to limit the phone records that this committee can take are really the litmus test to say, okay, do we have 12 months left or do we have 3 months left? And that's what I would be watching if I was a viewer.
I totally agree. And people want folks in a fight. People want people to take action. Well, we're in the arena. We love the listeners. We're not bitching at you. We're saying support us. And they have been. But this is the fight. And that's why it's so important to spread the word about the broadcast, to share the clips, and to support people. But yeah, it's not cheap. People are like, oh, look, Jones has got all these judgments against him. Oh, he's being sued. Oh, he's under attack. We're all under attack. And yeah, it takes money to sue these people back because they're trying to rape us. I mean, we're supposed to give up. This is a fight. And so when you support us and buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, that keeps in the fight. We really appreciate you all. Ali, how do folks donate to what you're doing, too, in your very important fight?
Yeah, givesendgo.com. This is a Christian fundraising site. Thank God for
they're awesome people. Yeah. givesendgo.com/AliAlexander.
Yeah. And do I have a minute to plug? Like, look, Alex, people ask me, They said, you know, why would you associate with Alex? I said, do you realize that a third of every Stop the Steal rally was InfoWarriors? I'm not kidding. They don't just listen. They showed up. The RNC raised over $250 million off of my back.
Since the end of World War II, the globalists have been building their private corporate world government, whose endgame, once they get control, is forced depopulation of the planet. That's why as we begin to leave the year 2021 and go into 2022, I am encouraging all of you out there watching and listening to count the cost and to realize how much danger you and your family are in. The globalists are coming after everybody. They are setting up a dystopic, planetary, authoritarian technocracy, a dictatorship of the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Your investment in us over the years, buying our products, spreading the word, and praying for us has been incredible. But I'm telling you right now, we're about to lose not just InfoWars, but the entire country and the world to tyranny. So now, everything you've done in the past needs to be redoubled today. And InfoWarsStore.com is one of the most important places you can go to buy great products and fund the tip of the spear. I will go down with the ship. I'm not going to back down. I'm getting even more hardcore in their face. But I can't stay in the fight at 100% unless you support us. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire, good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire, everybody knows. Hell, I'm bad news everywhere I go. Always getting in trouble, leaving them girls that hate to see me go. Well, they tried to hang me in Oakland, and they did in Francisco. But I wouldn't choke, hell no, I broke that rope. They had to let me go, son, I'm bad news. Everywhere I go. Little girls that hate to see me go.
All right, this is a big chink in the globalist armor. This is a keyhole. You can look through and get a very big picture of what's happening on the other side. I totally agree with naturalnews.com's analysis of this and what Mike Adams has been saying. I've been following this case very, very closely in the last year and a half. Harvard's Charles Lieber arrested for treason with communist China. Remember that story? Harvard professor exposes vaccine passports as scientific nonsense. What do you say there? In a Boston court, a superstar of science falls to earth. It all ties together. He admitted to suitcases of cash, that's in court, that he was bringing back from China. He's a nanotech specialist, the global expert in putting nanotech in shots. That's all in the court. And so you can criticize the FBI and the Justice Department and the system, but the Jan 6 woman, that's a known Chi-Com agent. She's said she's not running, set to resign. You've got Dianne Feinstein, Chinese agent. That's coming out. She's not running again. You've got all of this coming out. So this is a big, big deal. It ties into Huawei. It ties into 5G. It ties into nanotech because his specialty is nanotech catalyst in the blood. So a year ago, he's arrested for treason. And now he's convicted yesterday, and it's not getting a lot of coverage. To connect all these dots is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Mike, thanks for coming on. Wow, where to start?
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on. A lot of bombshells on this story just this morning, so I'm going to be bringing to you things that haven't been, I think, covered anywhere else. And this is going to rock people's world here today. And by the way, I've never asked you for this before, Alex, but I'd love to have an hour on your show this weekend, Saturday or Sunday. Come in, lay this whole thing out, start to finish. So please give that consideration because this story goes.
Sure, absolutely. If I get the crew in, they'll do it. But I'll try to shut up in the next 45 minutes we have, or maybe we'll just hijack the next hour and kick the guest host off. But just let's get into it right now, Mike.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So we can just barely scratch the surface here. So as you said yesterday, Dr. Charles Lieber was found guilty on 6 counts, and he was prosecuted by the DOJ. He was charged along with 2 Chinese nationals, and he was charged, I think it was last year he was charged. But the first Chinese national turned out to be a female posing as a researcher, and she was actually a lieutenant in the People's Liberation Army under Communist China. The second person, 30-year-old Zhao Zhongzheng, a Chinese national, this was the one who was caught trying to smuggle biological samples of MERS and SARS viruses out of the Boston Logan Airport. And there are ties to Boston University as well as Harvard, both of which say they fully cooperated with the DOJ in this. But Dr. Charles Lieber worked with Harvard for many, many years, got $15 million in grant money from the NIH, some of that directed by Fauci, and did work for the DOD. So the setup for this story is that he was then, as you said, he was paid by Communist China over $1.5 million plus $50,000 a month in order to transfer his technology to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Yes, this links right into Wuhan, right into the bioweapons development. And Charles Lieber's specialty was nanowires research. Specifically, if you go through his patents, we're talking about nanowires that interface with biological cells. So I'm going to read for you, and he was just convicted yesterday. Now this story is breaking huge. Don't forget, Harvard has ties to Jeffrey Epstein as well. So this goes very, very deep. The patents of Dr. Charles Lieber include controlled synthesis of monolithically integrated graphene structures, scaffolds comprising nanoelectric components for cells, tissues, and other applications, nanoscale wires, and so on. I mean, it's a long list. This man
is a genius. It all meshes with what's in the so-called COVID shots. I mean, this is the mastermind, yeah.
You got it. So here, the big story, and this is layer upon layer, the DOD and the NIH gave money to Dr. Charles Lieber at Harvard to work for essentially 2 decades to develop this exotic nanowire technology that can interface with human biology. The technology includes mesh systems that actually latch onto nerve system cells. It can penetrate cell membranes of cell walls, and it can actually deliver payloads of genetic material, or it can kill cells with a thermal murder, you could say, just cooking cells to death. And it can also deliver payloads of other nanowires. And the big kicker here, and this is where people like David Icke actually turn out to be correct on this point, the big kicker is that these payloads can be activated through external electromagnetic fields, which can be transmitted by 5G cell towers. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact.
And by the way, when you sent me this last night, I didn't know he'd been convicted. I've been following it. They're just broken. But I went and read Mainline News that he's a nanotech graphite cell wire top global expert dealing with how to use electromagnetics to interface with humans. I mean, this is incredible.
And there's another chapter of this that we will get into here today that's just mind-blowing because of what the U.S. Army has just announced with its universal vaccine using ferritin nanoparticle technology. Alex, this is, I believe, an extension of Dr. Charles Lieber's work into nanoparticles and interfacing with human neurology. But I went through, I could hardly sleep last night. I went through his patents. I went through his research. I went through some other research that talks about activating these systems. And Charles Lieber is a super genius. And his father, it turns out, his father worked in rocketry and telemetry, satellite tracking systems and radar systems for the DOD. If you go look into his father, Robert L. Lieber, he was even awarded the David Sarnoff Achievement Award in Engineering in 1962. This is a family of genius-level scientists, and they were working on exotic technology that was cutting-edge military tech. So Lieber, of course, then sold this to China or transferred it to China, got caught, got prosecuted, and now we have to deal with the fact that this technology, these nanowire systems, can be impregnated into people through both COVID swabs and COVID needle injections or potentially so-called vaccines. I'm not saying every vaccine contains this, but it can be miniaturized and put into vaccine needles because these are carbon nanotubes at the nanoscale that can carry payloads, and they can be delivered into needles. So, Alex, that's kind of the overview of this story right now. There's a lot to get into.
Well, there is. We'll lay it all out with Mike Adams coming up after this break. But the bigger question is, why'd they bust him, Mike? We got 40 seconds to break, but why?
Well, we are hoping there are some elements of white hats that are still operating. And that's why, because this is the keystone right here. Charles Lieber is, I believe, the keystone. And as he has fallen, it's going to unravel this astonishing attack on humanity that goes through the military, goes through history, goes to the 1918 Spanish flu, and the flu vaccines given at the U.S. Army military base, I think it was in Kansas, that set off that pandemic. We'll get into all that later on in the show here.
All right. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, Alex Jones of freeworldnews.tv. That's the URL that isn't censored, freeworldnews.tv. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams of Natural News. So I'm going to be not careful about this, but let's just say judicious, because I don't know. It was less than a year ago, back when all this broke in January, I guess 11 and a half months ago, that through a precarious connection, I was connected to Dr. Lieberman, and I saw this break, and I talked about it, and then I got some contacts saying, you better stay away from this. And I've had those threats before, and the reason I talk about it on air was I didn't know what that meant, or what's this Lieberman thing? So the power structure is very afraid of this story. And then, Mike Adams, you mentioned the Pentagon. They've announced this Omnivax that it's going to fix the common cold. But no one could ever make a vaccine that did that. But then it's not really a vaccine. So this is a huge moment in human history. Please continue, Mike Adams.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned what you just said there. And, you know, I've been getting major red flags about the danger of this story as well. And I did not cover this until Dr. Lieber was found guilty. And that happened yesterday on the winter solstice, by the way. So as of yesterday, we can now rather openly talk about this is a DOJ prosecution. The facts of the case are clear. The Dr. Lieber signed a contract to get $50,000 a month from China via the Thousand Talents Program, which is one of the ways that China infiltrates universities and scientists and research programs across the United States. You know, the communists have infiltrated, as you well know, elements of the Pentagon, the media, big tech, universities, science establishment, and so on. But I think now that he's been found guilty, this is no longer in the realm of just speculation. He's been found guilty on all six charges. Now, I do want to say for the record that this man, Dr. Charles Lieber, is a brilliant scientist. His father was a brilliant scientist, and his father appears to have worked for the interests of the United States. And also, Dr. Charles Lieber was getting grant money from the DOD and the NIH, and they believed he was working for the United States, trying to allow the America to stay up to speed on the bioengineering and Neuralink-style interface systems that are part of China's aggressive weapons development, which includes what China's building is Borg systems. So they're doing genetically engineered humans and human-ape hybrids combined with control electronic interface systems that use these nanowires. So China is way ahead.
So basically humanoid drones.
Absolutely. Yeah, Borgs, like hulking Borg soldiers that are remotely controlled by the Chinese generals and other leaders in the field, who basically, like they're playing a video game. They say, this platoon, you go there and attack these people. And they actually control their brains, their hormones, their neurology. And they're genetically engineered, you know, freaks of human nature, in a sense. And this is some weird Frankenstein science that China's involved with. So what the DOD was trying to do, in my assessment, is get America up to speed on the technology, but America would not go that route. You know, even the Pentagon, as evil as some of the leaders are inside the Pentagon, they are not doing, they're not trying to build, you know, ape-human hybrid super soldiers.
And by the way, for new viewers, and this is made up, China 25 years ago was selling cows that are part human that create human milk. That was on their TV show. So, as I'm saying, folks, we're in the future. This is way advanced.
Yeah.
The Chinese do anything and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for whatever reason, Dr. Charles Lieber decided to take money from China and in effect then work with Chinese agents.
Well, he admitted to bringing back suitcases of cash. Because there was already a globalist deal with China to sell us out. Why was he doing that? We don't know.
No, we don't know, but I suspect that China was propping him up, giving him a lot of recognition that he wasn't getting at Harvard. I mean, he's a brilliant man, socially isolated, coming up with next level technology in the world, and he wasn't being recognized to the extent that probably he thought he deserved.
But it seems like Chapel Hill and Obama made the deal to transfer it. They controlled the Chinese at a certain level. It's almost like they set him up as the transfer, you know, like the Americans that got caught transferring atomic weapons to the Russians. I mean, it kind of seems like a repeat of that.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because I think what they're doing now that he's been found guilty, I think they're going to ease off on his sentencing and say, now you're going to work for us exclusively. So, see, when you're the U.S. military, you can't just throw a brilliant, genius, scientific mind like Dr. Charles Lieber behind bars and let him rot for 10 or 20 or 30 years. No. You take that brilliant person and you say, now you're working for us as part of your sentence. And I think that's what's going to happen next. That's my speculation, but I think that's what they'll do. So once again, Dr. Lieber will be working for the Pentagon and the DOD. But the question is, how deeply has the Pentagon now been infiltrated to destroy the United States military with vaccines?
There's no doubt. If you want to destroy the U.S. military, they're doing a perfect job.
Well, exactly. And then this brings us to this just hit the air here yesterday and today. DefenseOne.com did an exclusive interview with Walter Reed scientists. The Walter Reed News spike ferritin nanoparticle. This is being touted as a universal COVID-19 vaccine. And they say it's going to work against everything now and in the future. Well, a ferritin nanoparticle, this is a synthetic nanoparticle that mimics elements of human blood. So ferritin is a human blood protein that carries iron, hence the name of it, ferro, meaning iron. So this is an extension, I believe, of Dr. Lieber's research and technology that was done under the DOD. And I
also
believe,
I mean, he was a pioneer of this. This is crazy. So I guess they want him shut down when this all rolls out.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. But see, they want to use his research, but then not have him able to speak. And now, and this is, I'm going to call this is a conspiracy that is coming true. But I believe that just like in 1918, the Spanish flu was actually set off by the military giving vaccines to people in what city was it in Kansas? Yeah, Fort Riley, Kansas. So a military base in Kansas. They're going to do the same thing with this universal vaccine. This is actually, in my opinion, it's a universal death shot that's going to be given to the soldiers.
And by the way, I totally agree. For those that don't know, it'll create a Merrick's-like event when you give someone a general super injection that stops all coronaviruses or all cold viruses. It's going to cause just mutations, all hell on earth. It'll create some super virus that is immune.
You're exactly right. And I'm you know, I've been critical of Trump lately, and you have as well. Never forget, folks, Trump said Operation Warp Speed is going to use the military to distribute and deploy the vaccine efficiently and quickly. And I think that's exactly what's coming.
Well, let's talk about Trump, because, again, I want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I don't hate Trump, but he's saying Biden's great, Biden's saying he's great. Why is he doing this? I mean, do they have something on him? What's going on? We'll talk to Mike Adams of naturalnews.com when we come back. This is an incredibly powerful hour. Please share the live links right now from freeworldnews.tv, infowars.com, and newswars.com. Because I know this, we're powered by God and the Holy Spirit. We're powered by you supporting us. And we're not backing down. We'll be right back.
Not just across the United States, but across the world. You see it on the sides of barns and on bumper stickers on cars and written on the side of bathroom walls. Alex Jones was right. That's become a maxim of people to communicate to others that they see through the fraud of the New World Order, that they're saying no to Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and the Great Reset. And so now InfoWars credibility is stronger than it's ever been. And the globalists are now coming to try to shut us down after all their other attacks, and we can't let them do that. So you've invested in InfoWars over the years. I'm asking you to redouble those efforts now at this critical juncture, or everything you've done in the past is for nothing. You have invested in justice and the truth, and hardcore populists, you have done incredible things. And I'm telling you now, going into 2022, InfoWars has major underages to run our operation, and we need more funds in. So it's a 360 win. You get great products that are great for you and your family, your immune system, and so much more. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So, humans, tune into the show. Try to navigate what's happening in the universe and the world. That's why I'm here. I don't have all the answers. I'm really trying to find the truth. And so we can have big, large discussions about the wide spectrum of what's going on, but we know this. There is a global group of people that want full control of you and want to isolate you and want to make you sick and want to kill you. They want to depopulate you. That's the main mission. But before they kill you, they want to take control of your mind. They want to bind your will to them and then cut you off from the third dimension and your potential. And so I don't know what's going on with this top Harvard professor, the head of their biology department, all his nanotech and everything, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to wire us up and put things in us that they can control with 5G in their own patents, in Bill Gates' own admissions. So you ask me what's exactly going on, well, I'll give you the answer right now. You can talk about the whole satanic system, its plan, but what's going on with humans? They're being bought, they're being paid, they're being brought into the system. They just want to be successful because they don't get the full picture of what's going on. And so that's what I'm really trying to get people to think about is, it is your heart and your soul and mind that has the value, not all the crap. If you've got your heart and soul and mind together, you'll have all the trinkets and things you can create, anything you want. We're amazing entities. But I know this. They're going after this professor because he was working in the areas that they're rolling out against us. And so we should then look at every angle of this to understand what's going on. Mike Adams, that's my view on this. People are asking me, what's the answer? It's the Atlantean moment. Did Atlantis exist 3,000 plus years ago, like, or 6,000 years ago, like Plato said? I don't know. But are we building a point where our technology is so powerful we destroy ourselves? Yes. So did Atlantis exist before? Was John on the Isle of Patmos right before about Revelation? Well, they certainly were psychic or connected to God or whatever you want to call it. They saw what was coming in the future. And they claimed it had happened before in the past. So where are we right now? All I know is that there is a moment when our technology becomes godlike. We're not God, but we have godlike technology. And there's a race by corporation and governments to achieve that. And I don't see the FBI busting this head of the Harvard Biology Department as a way to stop him being a Chinese agent. I think it was more of a jealousy thing of, you're not going to share our secrets with them. What does Mike Adams think? Please continue.
Well, you're right about the transhumanism quest that's underway, and it is an anti-God, anti-human quest to transcend this world and for people to become gods or think that they will become gods themselves. Of course, it's all deception. It's all rooted in Satanism, and technology is the deception. It's the siren song of power that if you just embed this technology into your system, then you will become like gods. Now, think about Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse system right now. You have to wear a set of VR goggles or augmented reality goggles. In the future, not too distant, with this nanowire interface technology, they'll be able to inject you with nanowire mesh systems that will latch on to your optic nerve and will latch on to your auditory processing neurology and so on. You won't even need goggles, Alex. Everything that you look at will be augmented reality. And at that point, Zuckerberg and whoever controls that system will have absolute control over your perceptions, your reality, your moods, your hormones, your reactions. They will be able to literally read your inner verbalized thoughts and make a transcript of the words that you are thinking. So it's actually a system of absolute hell. And what Charles Lieber is doing, in my opinion, just as the atomic scientists who worked towards the atomic bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, you know, they're brilliant minds thinking they're working for humanity. But in actuality, the corrupt governments of the world and the globalists take that technology and they twist it in order to enslave and destroy humankind and cause pain and suffering and death. So that's my overview for your question there.
I think that is an amazing answer, Mike Adams. So where do you see all this going? Because I want to be like, rah, rah, they arrested the Chinese agent, but really what's behind it?
Well, I do think there are still what I call white hat elements inside the DOJ and some good people still within the FBI and in the intelligence community. Certainly certain branches of military intelligence are still good people working on behalf of America. But there are also, as you well know, extremely evil elements. They seem to be dominating the FBI right now or dominating, under Garland, the DOJ right now, which is just going crazy trying to, prosecute people like yourself and Roger Stone and others. So this internal war is still taking place. But they know that something much bigger is coming. And I want to point to that right now. And it's the fact, and Trump fought against this, by the way. It's the fact that Huawei, the communist Chinese company that makes the 5G circuitry, the network control boards, the broadcast antennas, which are arrayed antenna systems, Those have been installed worldwide in 5G towers. And China has backdoors into those systems, which means China can control the broadcast. They can actually flip a switch and have backdoor control in order to broadcast whatever they want to broadcast. And think about this in the context of people being wired up with CNTs, carbon nanotubes, payload delivery systems that have been put into them. Now, to his credit, Trump blocked Huawei and tried to stop that from happening. And Trump tried to distance us from this Chinese tech. And to answer your question that you ended with last segment, I don't know why Trump is still pro-vaccine. And it's incredibly frustrating. And I am being critical of Trump on this point as well. But Trump knows that China is trying to destroy America, and he knows that everything is at stake right now. So I don't know what it's going to take, Alex, to get Trump to wake up about these vaccines. But these vaccines are murder weapons.
Well, I'll tell you what my brain comes up with. Mike, 99% of what I do is just off the facts, off what's happening. But 1% is what I see. I think they've told Trump, this is pure speculation, they've got a spike protein weapon that creates total HIV, total AIDS, accelerated death, not 5 years, but months. As bad as this vaccine is, we've got to give it to them so the body can fight the spike protein. It's some story like that, because they know it's dangerous. They know it's not working. They're like, take it, take it, take it. And like, the world ends in, you know, 8 years, as AOC says. They've really programmed them with they've got to do this. They're being given some cover story where Trump legitimately is like, you need to take it. You need to take it. You need to. I mean, he comes off as real, even though we know the science. It's not. So, I mean, I think there's something going on like that.
There is a theory out there, and I interviewed Dr. Paul Cottrell about this very point, and he says that the DOD had actually put out this first wave of vaccines as defenses against the coming assault by China. Like, we haven't even yet been hit with the real wave. I mean, this is a theory, but that these vaccines kind of went wrong and they didn't do proper testing. They rushed it, which was part of Trump's fault because he pushed them to do it in 9 months instead of what he says 5 to 12 years. So things went kind of wrong, but that their intention was to defend America against a global bioweapons launch that was about to be put out there by China. So that's one interpretation of all this, Alex. And like you, I don't have all the answers either, but what we are seeing, the facts that we see, you know, gosh, the patents, the money from China that went to Dr. Lieber, the DOJ prosecution, the history of the DOD, even Dr. Judy Mikovits talking about how the DOD developed this cesspool of different pathogens, and then somehow that made its way to China at the Wuhan Institute and so on. These are all facts, but it's up to you to decide what it all means.
I totally agree, and I'm not defending communist China. I think it's the biggest threat in the world, but it is like a setup, like, oh, here it is, China, and you blame China. I mean, like, why did China even accept this? Because I know Daszak went to the Pentagon in 2017 and said, oh, nanotech, oh, we're going to give it to you, spray it in caves. The Pentagon's like, no way, that's World War III. Well, then why did the Chinese do it? We'll be right back with Mike Adams. Stay with us.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You're after until you're born again.
I won't get to get what I'm after
till the day I die. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, really smart guy. Clearly, humanity is up to a crossroads, and most generations don't live during a crossroads. Called the Renaissance 500 years ago is a crossroads. Christ 2,000 years ago, a crossroads. Genesis 6,000 years ago, a crossroads. We're at a crossroads. We're all very blessed, I think, to live in this time. Disagree if you will. I respect your view. But we're in a very magical time right now. And people should just realize that and understand it. What else do you expect to come out? What else do you expect to take place, Mike Adams?
Well, for 2022, I'm expecting the series of engineered black swan events, you know, false flag events. We've talked about them before. You've covered it extensively with your other guests. But, for example, the false flag cyber warfare attack on the financial infrastructure in order to create a bank freezing and panic, chaos in the streets. They have to create more crises, especially before the election, well before the election. They can't allow this election to take place in an open and fair manner. And even though there are efforts underway to add security elements to the ballots. I interviewed Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers yesterday talking about this. They want to put serial numbers on the ballots. We should have serial numbers on every ballot in America. I mean, there are serial numbers on the dollars in your pocket. A $1 bill has a serial number, but a ballot doesn't. That's crazy. So there are efforts underway by Republican legislatures across the country to try to secure the elections And that's why the Democrats have to stop these elections, and they will do it at all costs. More bioweapons, false flag attacks, financial bombshell issues going on, and possibly nuclear terrorism, war with Russia. Things are heating up there with Russia, the energy. Europe is in an energy crisis right now that's just off the charts.
Why would Germany vote to shut down the Nord Stream 2 that would have fixed their problems? That looks like an act of war.
Those are the German bureaucrats trying to mass murder their own people and make them either freeze to death due to the lack of energy or starve to death due to the lack of natural gas making fertilizer for the farms for the crops of 2022. So, in Germany right now, today, you can make a choice as a nation. You can either freeze to death or starve to death because you don't have energy.
And by the way, you predicted 2 years ago in National News about the fertilizer lockdown.
Yeah. It's a whole other story, Alex. And that's bombshell as well, because fossil fuels
bottom
and hydrocarbons.
Line, the industrial society has been collapsed on purpose. The question is, Mike, how bad is the collapse going to be? There's like 100 floors of civilization. Does it collapse 10 floors, 30 floors, 50 floors? I mean, how bad is this?
It's worse than anything that I've realized until the last 2 weeks, Alex. It's going to collapse beyond even what the collapsers intended. I think that they're losing control.
No, I agree. I've noticed they're suddenly trying to back off a little. I think they kind of overcooked the goose.
This is the thing. I mean, look, the minute the Federal Reserve stops quantitative easing, if they start this tapering and they raise interest rates, they're going to crush the markets. I mean, the markets have essentially been collapsed for years. It's only been propped up by quantitative easing and money printing.
Explain zombie, what that means.
Well, a zombie market or a zombie corporation is a corporation that loses money but continues to function because of the new influx of revenues of people buying its stocks or investments. So a zombie bank is a bank that's always losing money and needs these cash infusions to function. We're living in a zombie economy. And the zombie economy...
A zombie planet.
Yeah, seriously, in many different ways. Not to mention the fact that these vaccines are causing personality changes in people. I mean,
oh my God, Mike! Oh my God, you bring that up. We have studies. I have so many people I know that aren't the same now they took it.
Well, let me mention this.
They don't have drive anymore. They're not the same person.
No, because, look, this technology that we're talking about here, I know, folks, it sounds like a science fiction movie. This is all real stuff. I can read you the patent numbers here. You just go look up the patents at the USPTO for Charles Lieber. Seriously, go look up the patents.
Just go ahead and say it. This stuff's not human. I mean, really, we're not speculating. You're a scientist and as a researcher, this stuff is beyond, this doesn't make sense.
Well, if like the version of me 3 years ago could hear the version of me speaking today, he wouldn't believe it. But today I'm here telling you, yes, there's no question there's been off-world, non-terrestrial technology transfer to the human race. And I believe that happened with the transistor in 1947, and it has happened since.
Bell Labs, that just came out of nowhere.
Bell Labs. But then what happens is then the human governments, they then find brilliant scientists like Charles Lieber to augment that technology that otherwise would not have been, ever discovered. It's kind of like, remember Terminator 2, where, who was it, Miles Dyson, he was explaining, like, how did you build the Terminator? How did you make this AI cyborg? Well, we found this, they handed us this microchip, which, was sent from the future in Terminator 1, right? So the microchip set them off on these whole new directions, and that's how they were able to build AI systems. That is not that far from the truth of what has happened. We're living in a sci-fi dystopian novel.
There's no doubt. Why are the globalists so obsessed with depopulation? It's not about saving the Earth. I believe that human pressure will force us to a new evolution of scientific development, and they don't want that to happen.
Well, a couple of things. I believe that, number one, they need to monopolize the available resources that are remaining on planet Earth, such as rare earth minerals, fossil water systems, and so on, in order to build planetary defense systems and space travel systems, because they want to colonize other planets. And in their own minds, they know that Earth is very vulnerable. A lot of rumors about, Planet X and asteroids and so on. They want humanity to exist on multiple planets. Now, what's interesting is just in the last 2 weeks, major announcement, water on Mars. Almost nobody talked about it. They
water
found
on
a
the
massive
moon.
Amount. Well, yeah, but I mean liquid water on Mars.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, and NASA has a helicopter flying around on Mars, and they brag about it all the time. I think it's called Scout. And you can't fly a helicopter when you have no atmosphere. So NASA has lied to us for decades. Even the 1976 Viking lander
had a
mass
spectrum.
That's
exactly what the ancients said, is that Mars has an atmosphere.
Mars has an atmosphere. Otherwise, you couldn't fly a helicopter. I mean, it's basic physics, right? Mars has an atmosphere. Otherwise, you couldn't have liquid water
exactly.
on Mars.
Exactly. They're on the news going, look at our helicopter.
Yeah.
You can't do it without an atmosphere of at least, what, half ours?
0.6% of our atmosphere, actually. Less than 1% of Earth's atmosphere at sea level. That's what NASA says Mars has. That's absurd. If the atmospheric pressure were 0.6%, frozen water would sublimate into vapor. It would pass
through
two phases.
That's what I'm saying.
Phases.
What is the amount you need for a helicopter to fly, then?
Well, think about on Earth. You can't fly a helicopter above... I mean, you can't go 30,000 feet. You can't even go that high on Earth. And that still has, what, like 25%? I don't know the exact numbers. But at 0.6%, you can't fly a helicopter at all. So we've been lied to. Don't forget, life, microbial life, was discovered on Mars in 1976.
That was Viking, right?
Buried. That was the Viking lander. And they had the proof. And it was, who was the science fiction guy? Billions, you know, billions and billions, that guy. He called the scientists and said, congratulations, the greatest discovery in the history of science. You've proven there's life on Mars. And then NASA buried it. And ever since, we've been told that Mars is inhospitable.
That was Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan, exactly. So, Alex, we've been living in a matrix. We've been living in an artificial world with artificial history, artificial science this entire time. And only now is humanity beginning to awaken, and that's why they're trying to mass murder us, because we're on the verge of destroying the old system or making it obsolete and unleashing the true potential of humanity, which is way beyond anything we've ever lived in before.
Mike Adams, amazing. Do a couple more segments with him if you can, and then because you wanted some time to get into this Harvard situation, how big that is, and then Jason Burmes is going to take over, and then I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday live. I'm going to take off Friday and Saturday to be with my family, but we will be back tomorrow. Please don't forget, you have Elon Musk coming out and saying they put viruses in your brain that you've got to remove. Well, how do you remove those? Well, the best stuff we've got is ResetWars.com. Is it perfect? No. Is it cutting edge? Absolutely. And it literally teaches you how to deprogram these viruses out of your brain. Some people are probably going to go crazy doing this because it's also dangerous. But justice be done by the heavens fall. ResetWars.com. It's 25% off through Christmas Day, and it supports the InfoWar. So go watch it. Tell us what you think. Give us your reviews. Thanks for your support. ResetWars.com. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.